Welcome back to Cambodia Legal and Tax, the podcast where we break down complex legal topics into clear, practical conversations you can actually use. I'm Chad, your host, and today we're talking about something everyone cares about, your leave entitlements under Cambodian law.
Hi, Chad. Great to be here. This is definitely one of those topics people think they understand until they actually need it.
Exactly. And when that moment comes, you don't want confusion. You want clarity. So let's get into it. Starting with the easiest one, public holidays. What should employees know?
In Cambodia, the government publishes an official list of public holidays every year. The key point is that these are paid days off, so you're entitled to your normal salary. And importantly, these days don't reduce your annual leave balance.
So basically, it's extra time off without touching your vacation days. That's a good deal.
It is. But there's always a follow-up question. What happens if your employer asks you to work on a public holiday?
Yeah, that's where things get interesting.
You can only work if you agree. It's not supposed to be forced. And if you do agree, the law requires that you're paid double your normal wage for that day.
So either you rest or you earn extra. Fair trade-off.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on to annual leave, your actual vacation time. How does that work?
It's quite structured. Employees earn 1.5 days of leave per month, which adds up to 18 days per year.
And I remember there's something about getting more leave over time?
Yes. For every 3 years you stay with the same employer, you get one additional day of annual leave. So long-term employees gradually build up more time off.
Nice incentive to stick around. But I assume you can't just book a flight and disappear?
Definitely not. You need your employer's approval before taking leave. It's a coordination process.
So, no surprise beach vacations without telling your boss.
Exactly. And if your request is declined, the employer should work with you to agree on another suitable time.
What about people who don't use their leave? Can they save it?
Yes, but there are limits. You can carry forward unused leave, but only up to 12 days, and you can't keep it forever. It expires after 3 years.
So, the message is, don't stockpile your leave endlessly. Take a break.
Absolutely. It's there for a reason.
All right. Next, special leave. This is for life events, right?
Yes. This type of leave covers important personal situations like getting married, dealing with illness, or attending a funeral of a family member. Employees can take up to 7 days per year for these events.
And employers can't just say no?
Generally, they shouldn't refuse without a valid reason. But there is a nuance. If you still have unused annual leave, the employer can deduct those days from it.
So it might not always be extra leave.
Correct. And if you've already used up all your annual leave, the employer may ask you to make up the time later.
Good to know. Now let's talk about sick leave, because realistically, everyone needs it at some point.
Of course. For short-term illness, the law doesn't specify exact paid days, but in practice, many companies provide around 7 days of paid sick leave per year.
And for more serious health issues?
If a doctor certifies the condition, your job can be protected for up to 6 months. During that period, the payment structure usually changes over time.
Walk us through that.
Typically, you receive full salary in the first month. Then, for the second and third months, it drops to about 60%. After that, the leave may be unpaid, but your position is still protected until the 6-month mark.
And after 6 months?
At that point, the employer may consider terminating the contract, depending on the situation.
Understood. Now let's cover maternity leave. This one is especially important.
Yes, and the law is quite clear here. Female employees are entitled to 90 days of maternity leave.
And there's a condition for paid benefits, right?
Correct. If the employee has worked for at least 1 year, she's entitled to 50% of her salary and benefits during that leave period.
And what happens when she returns to work?
For the first 2 months after returning, she should be assigned lighter duties. It's meant to support a smoother transition back to work.
And there's also job protection here.
Yes, this is critical. Employers are not allowed to dismiss an employee during maternity leave.
That's a strong protection.
It is, and it's an important one.
All right, let's wrap this up. If we look at the big picture, Cambodian labor law provides a fairly comprehensive set of leave entitlements. You've got paid public holidays, annual leave that builds over time, special leave for major life events, sick leave for both short and long-term situations, and maternity leave with clear protections.
Exactly, and the key takeaway is that understanding these rights helps employees plan their lives better and also ensures they're treated fairly at work.
Well said. Knowledge isn't just power, it's protection.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us today, Zoe.
Thanks, Chad. Always a pleasure.
And thanks to everyone listening to Cambodia Legal and Tax. If you found this helpful, make sure to follow the podcast and share it with someone who might need it. Until next time, take care and don't forget to actually use your leave.